Okay, let's get into today's daf. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Daf Vav, Rosh Hashanah, and we are on Heyma base towards the bottom. But one ha'ara on the end of yesterday's daf. So we spotted, quoting the halachas learned out from the pasuk of Balta Acher and the pasuk in Kisetzi of Moses Vasecha Tishmar V'yasisa. So one of the drushes that we have from V'yasisa is that Bezdin, Lahazir Bezdin, Sheyasucha. Sheyasucha. What is Yasucha? Bezdin has the power to forcibly help somebody fulfill their neder, fulfill to bring in their carbon, right? The carbon edus here says bal karchacha. So if we help the person, look at the Chaim Kanievsky says v'afagav to kofin al kol mitzvah saseh. Even though in general we have a principle that Bezdin forces any mitzvah saseh. Again, lo saseh, there's a punishment afterwards. Kofin al mitzvah saseh is beforehand. But Tosfos quotes here Rosh Hashanah to gabe karbanas ksiv l'ritzono. The problem is that by karbanas it says l'ritzono in Parshas Vayikra. So how do you force? Is that l'ritzono according to his will? So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, yeah, kofin oso achiyoma rotza ani. Right, that comes up by karbanos. And the Rambam also quotes that by in Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam has that as well, but just we'll read that in a second. But first, regarding the idea of forcing by karbanos, which is an example of tzedakah, we might say, an example of tzedakah, this comes up in the Bavli on Daf Vav as well. And if you look in the Ritva right here on Daf Vav, the Ritva says, Darshu bi Yerushalmi. He quotes our Yerushalmi, who says, Mikan Lamashkon. Right, that we had at the end of yesterday's shir, that not only how do you force? You force by taking a security. Klomar, Shemeno wrote, Li Tei Mamashkin also. Right, if the other doesn't want to give, then you are Mamashkin. V'chein Amar Be'erichin. Also the Mishnah Erichin, Chayve Erichin, Mamashkin Osam. Also by Chayve Erichin, V'gabe Tztaka, Mamashkinin Al-Had Tztaka. Umashkin Afil Batoch Beso, V'chulu. V'tema, then he asked the question, which is also asked in the Tosfos in Babasra Davches, V'tema, Heich Mamashkin Al-Had Tztaka. How does Bezdin forcibly go in if somebody doesn't want to fulfill their carbon vow, which is an example of Tztaka? How are you allowed to force? Isn't the rule from Maseches Chulin, isn't the rule that whenever the Torah writes the schar for a mitzvah in the Torah itself, that Bezdin does not force on those mitzvahs? Because basically, you don't do it, you don't get the schar. Right? It's clear what you're going to lose. So Bezdin doesn't force that. So that's Tosfos' kasha. And that's Tosfos, again, Tosfos in Baba Basra Dav Ches, and here the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Dav Vav. V'teima hech ma'ashin al atzaka, da mitzvah seisha ma'an schar betzida, v'ein mazir in Bezdin alel. Bezdin doesn't force. So, says, Dirtfer has a couple of answers. Number one, he quotes from the Yerushalmi in Baba Basra. V'tireis b'Yerushalmi, ein bezdin enoshin aleha, klomar musharin hein lakuf, aval he'elimu einayim v'lo kafum, eim ne'enoshim. K'moshin ne'enoshim al shar mitzvah say, im lo kafu. Tosva says, they are muzhar to force, even by tztaka, but if they don't, they're not ne'enash for not getting involved. Okay, the one answer given how it's different. But the Ritva quotes a day of Vetirets Rabbeinu, he quotes, that, this might be the Rashba, Vetirets Rabbeinu, I think he says Rabbeinu HaGadol, that's who the Ritva calls the Rabban. This might be the Rashba. Vetirets Rabbeinu, Deshaini Hacha Degali Beikra, Dechziv Asisa, Azhara Lebezin Sheyasucha. It's a special Xeris HaKasif. Right? We have a pasuk here. This is not the general din of Kofin. You're right, maybe the rule generally is that you're not kofed if matan schar betzida, but the pasuk says to force. V'lo gamrinan min ala alma, but we don't learn. We say, why don't you say this teaches me for the rule? Mishum, here's the ritva. Dahacha lav mishum mitzvah derami alei belachud kafin alei. It's not just that you have a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to give stucca. There's a mitzvah to do this, to give this karban. Ela mebnei shechiv atzmo v'nechasav legavoa ola aniyim. Wow, what's that word? What would we call that? Shibudim. It's not just that you have a chiyuv, but there is now a lien. There is now, your property is connected. You have a chiyuv, if shibudim to the ani. Right? That's how the Ritva, proved. There's a Kesef Mishnah like this also, I think as well, that stock is looked at as shibudim. I owe the ani. That's what was looked at. I owe the base of Mikdash, the carbon. So when it comes to shibudim, that's not just stama mitzvah that we're not going to force. The shibudim mitzad, the one who's supposed to receive it. And just like Bezdin forces you to pay your debts, for Prius Balchov. So too, here, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva, that Staka or Hektish is looked at as a Shibud. Once I owe, so then it's not Stam, a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. The Ksos also uses this type of concept. The Ksos at the end of Simin Reish Tzadi Siv Gimel, the end of that Siv Gimel. So he quotes this question of Tosfos, that again, how do you force on Stakas? Tosfos there has three different answers. How do you force on this of Stakas and Matanskar Betzida? So the Tosfos says, well, maybe Staka also has a Lo Sase. It's not just an Ase. Lo Sa'amit says Lavavcha, Lo Sikpo says Yadcha. So maybe it also has a Lo Sase. And the Ritzpa says, like the day that the Ritva quoted. Tzadei Bezdin Mizharna, Mitzvah Ase, Shemanskar Betzida, Hainu Te'ein Ne'enoshin. It's ein musharin, that means they're not ne'enash if they don't. That's all it means. But they can. And others say it means they were kofeh bidvarim. That's one answer. But it doesn't, that they can't use that answer here. But the Kso says, ma'ishna bitstaka, is be shibud nichsei litein mamona litstaka. V'imke mamon aniyim gabehu ki ilu chayev lam chov mamish. Staka is looked at, is as if I owe the ani the money. I owe it. V'yimkein kein zesha anu kofano so haidal haxir la aniye olam, mashachayev lahem. Ubazea vada filu manskar besido nami mutal ala bezan la haxir. Mashachayev kivadirich sohi nishtabdu. Vidavka mitzvah zase she ain bo mishum shiba nichsei. Only a mitzvah zase which doesn't have any shiba nechasim does the Gemara rule that manskar besido ain bezan kofin. Like one of the examples given, I don't know, by Shiluach HaKan or by other mitzvahs like that. So that's the Ksos. Here in the end of Reish Tzadi Sifkat and Gimel, in the footnotes he says, look at the Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav. We did in the Ritva first, and then the Ksos, but that's explaining how this line in the Gemara that we just saw of Lahazir Bezin Sheya Asucha is a special din. The special din of Kofin on mitzvos when it comes to Staka and Karbanos. And the way the Ritva and the Ksos understand that is that this Pasuk is being Megaleh, that this chi of mitzvah is also a function of shibudim, which is a chiddush. Chiddush to look at it that way. The other place where this comes up of kofon atzad shemarosani, as I mentioned, is the Rambam. Rambam made this halacha somewhat well known. The Rambam at the end of Perek Beis in Ochaz Gerushin, halacha chaf. That's where the Rambam says that also by Gerushin we know that you're just like you don't. The rule is you don't usually force by tzedakah, but the rule is you can't give a get by force. That's even worse of a problem. So how do we, and we have some evidence of Bezdin forcing somebody who's supposed to give a get. But what do you mean? That's called a get me'use. Again, me'use, it's the same word here that we have she'yasucha. So if you're forcing by get, how is that allowed? So that's what the Rambam says, what he thinks kofen osachi omarosani means. He says, what Bezdin forces him, maybe even physically, to give a get, Bezdin's not forcing him. His yetzahara is forcing him not to do what he's supposed to do. And Bezdin is removing the Yetzer Hara so that he can then do what he is supposed to do and what his neshama really wants to do. What's amazing is that he says it, and that is the Rambam talking here. Says the Rambam, Avo Mishe Tukfo Yitzro Hara, Lovatel Mitzvah, Olazos Avera, Vehuka, Ad Sha'asa Dover Shechayev Lasoso, until he does what he's supposed to, Ol Ad Shedisrachik Mi Dover Sha'asa Lasoso, Ein Ze Onus Mimenu, Elahu anas atzmo bidaito hara. He's basically forced himself with his yetzahara. Lafichach zesh and erotza legarish. If somebody Bezdin says he has a chiyuv to give his wife a get and he doesn't and he refuses, meyachar erotza liyos biyisrael. But we assume he wants to be Jewish. He wants to be part of the Jewish people. So rochu lasos kol mitzvos ulas rachim min averos the yitzra hu shetakfo v'kibat shehuka. Achatashas Yitzro, and once he's hit until his Yetzahara is removed, Va'amar Rotzani, Kfar Giresh Lirtzono. That's called Lirtzono. An amazing Rambam in Beis Chaf and Gershon. Okay, let's continue now. Good. The last point we had was Neder and Nedava. That relationship. So, some might remember this chiluk from the Mishnah in Megillah, but it's also the Mishnah in Kinim. Ezeo neder, what's the difference between neder and a nedava, as the pasuk was just referring to? We're towards the bottom now, Hamabes. Ezeo neder zesha amru ha'omer hare alai ola. Neder is, I hereby promise to bring a carbon ola. Right? The neder is about, on the person. Ezeo nedava sh'amru ha'omer hare ze ola. Nedava is where I specify a specific carbon. I say that carbon is going to be an ola. Right? This is the only time in Shas, I think, in the Shas Bavli, maybe there's elsewhere, by the beginning of Nedarim, Daf Beis, where the Gemara uses the terms Chefsa Gavra. Chefsa Gavra, right, is on the Gavra, and Nedava is on the Chefsa, the animal. Neder is about me, and the Nedava is about the item. So Reb Chama, Chavarhon, Derabanan Boy, Reb Chama, the colleague, Chavreyon, Derabanan Boy. What about this case? Right, we said Neder or Nedava are both subject to Balta Acher. They're both subject to delay, the isser of delaying fulfilling my vows. So what happens if I do both? Hamar boy, amaharei alai v'chazav amaharezu. I say in my house, I hereby promise to bring an ola, and then I go to my backyard and I say, that one is going to be my that ola. So basically, in the house I made a neder, and outside the house I made a nedava. So in that case, if I don't bring it, so do I get one aveira, two aveira? Two aveiras, like, is that a neder and a nedava together? Could you have one on top of the other? Right? Is that, the Karban Eda says the question is, are you really retracting? Is this really one thing? You might read the Gemara like that. Really, I made a neder and now I'm like fulfilling my neder. I'm like, this is going to be the one that fulfills my neder. So you might say that's the question of the Gemara. Do you look at this as two? Or the other Mefarshim say, not a question of do you look at this as two or one? Or, if you have a package, you made a few, do you look at it as adding on one to the other? Right, let's read the Gemara. Rav Chinna boy, lo mistavre di lo amaharei zu v'chazav amaharei alai, if you said the lashon of nedava first, and then you said the lashon of neder, so then we assume for sure, so that is adding something, and that's a second stage, or a second idea. Why? Because a neder is more chomer than a nedava. A nedava, what's the difference? Halacha, remember the Mishnah in Megillah. If I say this animal, I bring it as a carbon, and then the animal gets lost or the animal dies, I don't have to bring a new one. That's a nedava. A neder, if I say, I hereby have to bring a carbon, so then if I designate it, it gets lost, I have to bring another one, because it's about me. So if you go from nedava to neder, that for sure is adding something. It's adding a level of responsibility, and therefore, it's going to look, it's going to be looked at as a separate stage. Isser chamra, isser kal, right? It's like, we say the sugyas of ein isser chalal isser. If something's already usser, and now, I don't know, you have a piece of not, if I eat a piece of not kosher on Yom Kippur, right? How many aveiras do I get? Do we say, well, while something's usser already, it's usser. So ein isser chalal isser. But there are three exceptions to that rule, right? Isser kolel, isser mosif, and isser basachas. So this isser mosif kolel, if more things are included, not kosher was not kosher. On Yom Kippur now, all food is usser. So since it's Yom Kippur is chal on other mutter food, so it's also chal on the piece of nevela. So if something is chomer on chal, that's chal. But ein isser chal, chal al isser chomer. Maybe an isser chal cannot be chal on an isser chomer. What does that mean? So therefore, look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Amaharei alai v'chaz of a hifrish carbon v'amaharei zu. So that's the question here. Maoshi Yavar, Balta Acher Shtayim, do you say one for Neder, one for Nedava? Right? If you say the other way, Lo Mistavra Di Lo V'chulu, he continues and says, Lo Mistavra Elo Do Omer Harei Zu B'tchila V'chazav V'nischaya V'achriyusa. You might have said that it's simpler to ask the question of Nedava and then Neder, as we said. Because Neder is definitely adding something onto Nedava, because you have higher level of Achrayus. But if you have a Lashon of a Neder and then Nedava, so then you might say, again, the question is, does this end as a question or as a statement? Right, question how to understand it. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumes that it's a statement. Shemar b'tchil, if you say a lashon of neder, then you say a lashon of nedava, which you didn't add on anything, mistavra, that you're not gonna be chai of anything extra for the nedava, because the nedava doesn't add anything. It's like an isser kal trying to be chal an isser chamer. You might say that the Gemara is saying, well, the first one's obvious, the second one is questionable. Either way, the Gemara is being mechalik in a similar way, exactly as I said about Isser Chalal Isser, so then that is mentioned here, as well. Remember the Rambam in the, Pirush Mishnayis in Krisus, says there's, even though we have the rules of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and you usually say, well, if it's an Isser Mosif, let's say something is Usser Ba'achila, and then it becomes Usser Behana'a. So you would think that's Isser Chalal Isser, because that's adding something new. It's a deeper Isser, right? Before, and it was only Usser to eat, and now it's Usser to get benefit from. The Rambam says there's an exception to that rule. What if I take Chalev, non-kosher fat, which is Usser to eat, and then I cook it in milk? I cook it in milk. Basar B'chalav is Usser B'ana. Says the Rambam, that's not Isser Chalal Isser. Why? Because that the Rambam is Chiddush. The root, where, in the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere, you're not allowed to get benefit from Basar B'Chalav. It just says the same three times, don't cook Basar B'Chalav. Don't cook Basar B'Chalav. And we learn from there, Isser Achila, Isser Hana, Isser Bishul, the three Isurim. But says the Rambam, if you look closely at the sources, the Isser Hana of Basar B'Chalav is just an expansion of the Isser Achila. It's not a separate Isser. The Isser Hana flows from the Isser Achila. And therefore, because, if you, again, like we said before, if you have Chalev that you cooked in milk, that's already Asr B'Achila, so now you're going to tell me, oh, now it's Asr B'Hana because of the Basar B'Chalav? No, no, no. Basar B'Chalav at root is an Isser Achila, which expands to be Hana, but because of that, it's not called an Isser Hana to be Chal for Isser Chal al Isser. That's the Rambam in the Krisis in the third parak, and the Rambam calls that a Nekuda Nifla'a. Let me tell you, the Nekuda Nifla'a, I think I remember I've said like 35 years ago when I first heard the Rambam and the Nekuda Nifla'a, I thought it was like a separate sefer. The Rambam and the Nekuda Nifla'a. Nekuda Nifla'a, never heard of that sefer. No, here it is, Krisus in the third parak. The V'yesh B'dvareinu Elu Nekuda Nifla'a. And it's a mafteach for many other inyanim. And that's this shita. Shebasa b'chalav lo nasar b'hana ela machmas sha'asar ha'kasa b'achilaso. L'fi ha'klal shebi'arnosh, kol shenasar b'achila nasar lenos b'ashifar b'chal ha'kasaf. V'ein bo pasik ha'oser achilaso u'pasik ha'oser lehanos bo. It all flows from the same shame iser. And therefore, it wouldn't be considered an iser mosif, an iser chom or bin chal on an iser kal, like our Gemara talks about. The Rambam ends off by saying, V'havein in yizeh ki hu makom ta'us, v'yalav tadun b'chol adom elo. Make sure you remember this yisod. Okay, we'll try to remember the yisod. That's the Rambam. Vayter in the Gemara now. Hosifu alayin. So, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, way back on Daf Aleph, said, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Malachim and Regalim. Right, those are the two. So now the Gemara says that the Braisa adds on two more. Hosif Olein, Schar Batim, V'chumashkalim, rental houses. If I rent you a house for the year, it ends Nisan. Could have been 3 months before. But Nisan is the beginning of the year. V'chumashkalim, and the Shkalim are collected, the new Shkalim, not collected, the Shkalim are taking out of the office where the new Shkalim are from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be used for the Karbanos of the new year. So that also happens from Nisan. So where do you know these two from? So Schar Batim, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Schar Batim, Lachar doesn't need a Makar. That's Dindurabanan. But how do you know? What is that Nafkamina? Amar Rabbi Yonah, Vush Amar Shanazu. As if you said, I'm renting you the house for this year, so then the year ends by Nisan. Doesn't matter when you started. Avalam Amar, Shana Achas, but if you say, I'm renting the apartment for a year, not this year, a year, then you go by 12 months, whenever you start. Nosi May Slice, right? Then it's only, Nisan is only if you could say this year. If you say a year, you go by 12 months from when you started. Trumas Hashkalim, how do you know, now this is back to the Daraisa, how do you know that Trumas Hashkalim is, goes by Nisan? Or at least it could be Daraisa. Well, we compare it to the first time that money was taken out to use for the Karbanos HaTzibur. The Pasuk says, at the end of Shmos, where the Mishkan was built in the second year on the first day of Nisan. And we have a Braisa that says, when the Mishkan was built, from that day, they started taking out Truma from the new Shkalim that had been collected. So just like the first year it was from Nisan, so too, all years it will be from Nisan. So is that a real Makar Daraisa? Is that a Drabanan? Either way, it's a Makar. Rebbe Tevi, here, it's a real, Zereshava. Rebbe Tevi, Rebbe Yoshi, Shem Kana, Nemar Kan Chodshe. It says by Karban Sibor Chodshe in Pinchas, Venemar Lahalan Chodshe. And it says by HaChodesh is Alachem, Chodshei. So Ma Chodshei is Nemar Lahalan, Eimon Ela Minisan, just like by HaChodesh is Alachem, it's Nisan. So Av Chodshei is Nemar Kan, Eimon Ela Minisan. Okay, Makar, that Shumas Lishka also goes from Nisan. Amar Rav Yona, Shavak, Tevi, Roshav, Amar Sofa. Rav Yona just notes, I don't know why Rav Tevi just quoted the second half of the second half of the Braisa and left the first half. Meaning, quote the whole Braisa, which is the Makar. The Lokain, because it's not correct. You have to quote the whole Braisa in order to give us the full picture of what is of what is going on here. What's the full brisa? And we had this earlier, I think, in Psachim. Kahadatani zos olas chodesh bechacho. The pasuk says this is the fuller pasuk. Yachol ye torim bechol chodesh chodesh. How do you understand that pasuk? You might think that you are torim from the lishka each month, once a month. Tamalomar bechacho lechache. We darshin bechodesh echadu torim lechol chachi hashana. From 1 month, you take out from the new shkalim for all the carbon of sebra of the year. Yochol beza chodesh year. So you might think whichever one you want. Nemar kan. Now we quote the second half of the brisa. Nemar kan chodesh v'nemar halan chodesh. Ma chodesh shemar lahalan imon elam nisan. Just like chodesh over there, which is in Shmos Perek Yud Beis. It's nisan. Av chodesh nemar kan imon elam mi nisan. Period. So ad kan nisan. Right, Nisan is the first Rosh Chodesh, and we have the 2 points in the two halachas in the Mishnah, Malachim and Regalim, and two in the Brisa, Schar Batim and Chumash Galim. What's the next Rosh Hashanah? Next Rosh Hashanah we had back on Daf Aleph in the Mishnah. The next Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema. And that was a Machlokas. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon said, no, it's the first of Tishrei, it's a month later. So we had a Machlokas Tanoim. When was the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema? Meaning, when do I... You know, we learned earlier that Meiser Behema, you have to take the sheep that were born each year separately and put them through the fence and give Meiser from those animals. So when's the cutoff point? The cutoff point is either Elul, that's Rebbe the Tanakama, or Blazer Reb Shimon say Tishrei. Here we go. Tama Tanina, so the Mishnah says in Bechoros, Rebbe Meir Omer, so the Mishnah Bechoros might have a little different names. Bechad Be'elul, our Gemara is anonymous, but the Mishnah Bechoros quotes from Meir. Meir Omer Bechad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema. Really, it's the first day of Elul goes is the Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema, like the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Benazai Omer, a third Shita, which we haven't had yet. Elulim Misasim Bifnei Atzman. Elulim, animals born during Elul, they have their own Meiser Behema count. Why? Because as we'll see, Benazai is not sure who's right. Do you go by Rosh Chodesh Elul? Do you go by Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So you know what? You put these separately, so you just you cover yourself and you make sure you don't mix it with animals that might not be from their year. Amar Rav Chuna, time of Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say Elul, like the first day of our Mishnah? Ad kan hin mismasos lele min arishanos mikan ve'elach hin mischilos lele min archadashos. Rabbi Meir is saying literally mismasos. It's for the word mitsui. Right, it's the pasuk in Vayikra, it says Benimsa Mitsui. You squeeze out the birth, meaning they're born from the old pregnancies or from the new pregnancies. Remeir says, assuming, let's say there's a 5 month gestation pregnancy for these types of animals. So if an animal is born before Elul, so then that's from a pregnancy that took place really before Nisan. Really, Nisan's the key, says Remeir. But you go by pregnancy. So an animal that was born before, a sheep that was born before Rosh Chodesh Elul became impregnated before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore you go by that's why it's 1 year. But any animal that's born after Elul, after the first day of Elul, really became impregnated after the first day of Nisan. That's why it goes by the second year. But really the key is the first day of Nisan, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rav Chuna, time of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon have a different makar. Why do they say Tishrei? Why do they say Tishrei? Because a remez in the pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, "Lafshu karim atzon," the tzon wore karim. That's a reference to becoming pregnant. Elu abachiros. These are the ones that are early. Those are the ones that become pregnant even from in Adar, meaning before Nisan. Va'makam yatvu bar elu afilos. These are the ones that become pregnant after, in Nisan. So in the pasuk, you have the earlier ones and the later ones. Yisro a'u af yashiru. And we darshan yisro a'u from the word reya. Behafla reya hakamocha. They're friends. And yashiru, you darshan for the word meiser. So they are friends and they have meiser together. Meaning we have a remez to teach me. Elu ve'elu nechlas modir lis aser. Right? These two, both those that are born, that are pregnant in Adar and pregnant in Nisan, which means they're born in Elul or they're born in Tishrei. So those would go by the Bimis Aser together. And therefore, says, or the ones that were born before Elul, the ones that were born after Elul before Tishrei, those will be Misaser together. And that's why Rav Elazar Reb Shimon holds that the Rosh Chodesh for Meiser Behema is what we call Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, because of the remez in that Pasuk in Tehillim. So we have a machlokas Tanoim. Does it go by Elul or does it go by Tishrei? Says the Gemara. And what at the third day of Ben Azai? Ben Azai says they go by themselves. Amar Ben Azai. Since this shita says Elul, this shita says Tishrei, I'm not sure. So they get meisered by themselves. Haketzad, meaning what? For example, no lo chamisha ba'av, chamisha be'elul, chamisha be'tishrei. If you have five sheep, five born in Av, five born in Elul, five born in Tishrei, eina mitzdarfim. Then there's not enough for meiser behema, because there's no ten, because they're all separate. They're all separate according to Ben Azai. They're not mitzdaref. Even though they're born very close to each other. They're born very close, 3 months in a row. Ironically, says the Gemara, and yet, nol dulo chamisha, flip these words. Nol dulo chamisha betishrei vechamisha ba'av. Flip them, right? If an animal is born in Tishrei, and then an animal is born 10 months later in Av, but it's the same year, harelu mitzdarfim. They would be mitzdarfim, because it's the same year. Because you do all the, Ben Azai holds, you do all the animals up until Elul, that's 1 year. You do the animals in Elul, that's separately. You do the animals after Tishrei, but after Tishrei continues until the following Elul, Rosh Chodesh. So you could, they can be mitzdarev even though you have 10 months, even though we just said if you have three months in a row with five, they wouldn't be mitzdarev. Good. Says the Gemara, skip the parentheses. Uben Azai machriya al divrei talmidav. I don't understand. Ben Azai is saying, I'm not sure who to go by, so therefore, you know, you have to just be machmir. But 1 second. Ben Azai was deciding amongst his, he should say his own shita. Right? He's from the older generation. Says the Karban Eda. V'chi Adam Omer al Divrei, that's how the Pnei Moshe understands it. Shrei Ben Azai midoros shelifneim haya. Shrei Talmud Chavar Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai was early. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Remeir and Rabbi Azar ben Shamua, there, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva hayu, v'chein Rabbi Shimon Stam, v'chulu, and he continues. He was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Akiva. He was like a Rebbe to these others. He was in the early generation. So he's going to say, oh, I'm not sure which one, so I'm going to be machmer for both. He's like a Rebbe. He can make his own shita. Right? Or the Karban Eda says, v'chi Adam Omer al Divrei Rabbo. Actually, we'll get to that. But let's just get back to the Gemara. So, is it appropriate that Ben Azai is just machriya al divrei talmidav? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav Maisha b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Rav Yitzchak shekinechlo ala avos olam. When Ben Azai says this is this shita and this is that shita, he's not talking about Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, the later Tanaim in our Mishnah. He's talking about man inu avos olam tani Rabbi Yonah kumi Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. No, earlier. The earlier generation. So those are Avos Ha'olam in Ben Azai's view. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't want to take a stand on that machlokas. So that's why he says, you know what? I'm just going to find the pshara. I'm going to be machmer on both sides. Says the Gemara, Zosa Meres Ben Azai Talmud V'chaver Hayl Rabbi Akiva. So what? So this is saying that Ben Azai was a Talmud, but also a colleague, right? Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva, but he was also a Talmud. So, and that's why he says, I don't want to go against Rabbi Akiva, but 1 second, Imtema Rabbe, right? If really Rabbi Akiva was his Rabbi, is Barnash Amal Rabbe? Would you talk to your Rabbi like this? Hove Elu Amrakach, Ve'elu Amrakach. Since these say this and these say that, what's the question? So some of Farshim say he should talk in third person. These, my Rabbi, right? Or it's not just the language, but is that covetic to like put your Rabbi up against another Rabbi? If this is your Rabbi, this is your Rabbi. Follow your Rabbi. You're like measuring if you think your Rebbe's right or the other Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yevo, Beishem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shama Ben Adam. We have the same problem with the following. If we assume that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Chaver, from a Rabbi Akiva, we had the same type of question on a Mishnah in Baba Basra. Without getting into the exact details, but the Mishnah there quoted, there was a Machlokas about certain cases, and there was no machlokas about other cases. And then others say, no, there was a machlokas about both cases. And Ben Azai wasn't happy about that. Amar Ben Azai, ala chalukin on a mitzdarin, el shabas lachlok alinu al esashavin. Right? We have tsaris from this machlokas about case one. You're adding on this machlokas about case two. And he's speaking to Rabbi Akiva. So Zosemeres Ben Azai, chaver, v'talmud, ala Rabbi Akiva. He must have been a chaver and not just a Talmud. Why? Itema Rabbe is bar, Rabbe, if he just was a Rebbe in Talmud, is Barnash Amal Rabbe El Shabbat Lachlok of Vechulu? He would talk to him like this? either with chutzpah, like what are you doing, or using the lashon of you, and not in third person. So either way, the Gemara assumes that from these two conversations, you know, there Ben Azai wasn't just a Talmud, but also a chaver. But if that's true, then it gets a little tricky. Why didn't he just say his own cheetah here? Why did he say, you know, I'm not sure who to follow, so therefore I'm going to be Eluvi and Miss Asra and Bifnei Atzman. Okay, period. Taman Taninim. We also learned in the Mishnah in Bechoros. So, you know, from the first of Tishrei until the following 29th of Elul, that's all 1 year. They're mitzdarif. Chamish levnei Rosh Hashanah, chamish levnei achar Rosh Hashanah, ain't mitzdarfin. If it's five before and five after Rosh Hashanah, they're not mitzdarif for Ma'aser Behema. Right? There's no chiyuv then. Chamish levnei agorin, chamish achar agorin, harelu mitzdarfin. Midirabbanan, there are days a few times during the year that you're supposed to be Ma'aser your animals. Even though, right, the din d'oraisa is that they go within each year, but the Rabbanan wanted to make sure that there are certain animals that are ready for karbanos for whatever reason. So those are called the gorens. So but that's a date mid Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said, you know, generally you're allowed to eat as many sheep as you want. You know, it's not like it's tevel before your maaser, but you know, by these times mid Rabbanan, you should be ma'aser. But if you have five born before this rabbinic time and five after, there's still mitztarif. Imkein lama amru shalosh gornos l'maisa behema. Why do they say that there are three times that you should be ma'aser the behema? Sha'achlo tagiyah ha'goren mutu limkor v'lishchot. Midrabanan, before the time comes, then you could sell and shech and do whatever you want with your animals. Higiyah ha'goren lo yishchot v'imshachat pater. But once the time comes, you're not supposed to shech your animals until you do ma'aser behema. But if you did, you didn't do anything wrong. Right, your pater, you didn't do an avera, you didn't shecht outside the year, so the years aren't affected by the midrabanan dates that Chazal came up with. Okay, we'll have to stop there by pater. We'll continue with Rabbi Yosa of Zos Omeris.